This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, what to do if dreaming big about living slim freaks you out. Learn a super easy, super simple way to overcome overwhelm. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're on a journey into your subconscious mind, through your weight struggle, and out the other side. What's our destination? Naturally slim and healthy living for every body, every shape, and every background. But take notice, this journey isn't about diet and exercise, and it has some serious positive side effects. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, with a hidden bonus of waking up to and deeply enjoying the rest of your life. It's about what I call sharing your soul's gifts. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you'd rather be. Understand that eating well and exercise, getting enough sleep, taking great care of you is absolutely part of the journey that you're on. It's just not where we start. Because you see, if we were to start there, which I'm guessing you have done many times, like how many? Maybe you don't want to count. That was me, by the way. If you've been really frustrated and kicking yourself in the butt, which of course requires extraordinary flexibility, for which you are to be congratulated. But seriously, folks, if you're down on yourself because you never stick to your diet long enough to make those lasting lifetime changes that you want, get over it. It's just because you've been using the wrong tools for the job, starting in the wrong place. You haven't built the foundation. You see, if you want to build a house, you have to start with the foundation, or no matter what you build, it's just going to fall down the next time a little bit of wind blows. If you've ever watched a new structure be built, you'll know that it seems like they take forever just getting the foundation ready. And then, boom, 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 the whole thing appears very quickly. That's because they know that to build a house that will last and weather the storms of life, you have to start with a good foundation. What's a good foundation in weight loss? This may sound all round the wrong way, but I'm telling you, what you've been thinking in the past is actually what's got you to where you are now. And so what I'm telling you now is what's going to get you to where you want to be. In other words, listen up, because this is counterintuitive. It's feeling good about yourself now. Chubby cheeks, dimpled thighs, and love handles. Included as part of the package. Loving and accepting yourself unconditionally. Okay, loving might be a little bit too far for where you are in this particular moment. You can start with just unconditionally accepting yourself as you are now. And if you don't know how to do that, listen to some more podcasts, and I'm going to guess that that's going to start sinking in. You'll figure it out. In fact, I've done series on how to accept yourself, how to love yourself as you are now. But I just wanted to make that perfectly clear, because the way that most of us go about it is beating ourselves up. We think, well, what we need is a really good kick in the butt, maybe this one from somebody else, typically the inner critic, who somehow finds a way to do that very effectively, I might add. So here's the deal. If you have been inner critiquing yourself, telling yourself off for a long time now, and it's got you to where you are today, then you might want to think about how well it's actually working for you to get what you want, not just to get by. because you're obviously getting by. You're listening to this podcast. You got the wherewithal to get it. But if you want to thrive, not just survive, you got to go the other extra mile in the other direction, the direction of unconditional acceptance. Like thinking, hey, you know what? I rock. Even though I got all this stuff, I have this stuff for really good reasons. That's good. That's made me who I am today. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. That's just a little aside about creating the foundation so the behavior change actually sticks. If you want it to stick, you got to have the foundation. You want to build the house, you got to have the foundation. Okay, now where we normally start, see if you can guess. Or maybe you've already gone there on your own. Just dropping inside to be more and more present in this moment now. Dropping inside, allowing yourself to sink down in just the right way for you. In such a way that all of those distractions of the day just fade away. They begin to drift off like clouds in the sky. And what drifts more and more into your awareness is your experience of the here and now. Imagine for a moment that you can actually sense your own energy, your aliveness. Imagine you could bring your awareness to your energy in and just outside of your body. Can you feel your energy beyond the boundaries of your skin? Are you aware that there's a sensation just beyond you, perhaps a sensation of movement or lack of movement? Whatever it is, notice what's there just beyond the boundaries of your skin in the field just around you, maybe 6-12 inches around you. See if you can sense anything in that space. Becoming more and more aware of your experience in this moment. Because that's where everything happens, here and now within you. That's where you have eminent domain, control. That's where you have the power to be, to do, to change, to accept. Anything you want to do, to slim down, starts within, not outside, not with some fancy diet plan, no, not with counting this and counting that. That's not where it starts, not where it happens. It happens deep inside of you. And so I invite you to become more acquainted by simply bringing your awareness, your consciousness, which it could easily be said is the most powerful tool that you have in your arsenal. And it's available free of charge in unlimited quantities. How cool is that? Bring your awareness to your experience in the now. Because I have some important things that I want to talk to you about today. Well, when do I not have important things? I always want to talk to you about cool, fun stuff that allows you to be, live, exist naturally slender. And the extra super duper added bonus, the secret silver lining, which is discovering and sharing your soul's gifts. Let's put that into lay terms. Let's talk about it in more down to earth terminology. And what I'm talking about is rocking your life, really enjoying the rest of your life. You know, the world beyond food, the world beyond feeling bad about yourself and worrying if you're going to fit into your jeans or what you're going to look like at the party or the reunion or tomorrow at work and what your lunch is going to be. I mean, come on. Turns out there's a whole heck of a lot of life that goes on out there. So let's tune in and turn on to all of that. Last time we were talking about the failure to dream. I'm not big on the word failure, but I kind of like it here when we're talking about dreaming. Because what happens for a lot of people because of what we've learned and gleaned from the media and the messages out there, which is that, well, in order for me to be slim, if I've struggled with my weight, in order for me to be at peace, which is a big part of it for some people, it's all of it. For me, it was huge. Just feeling at peace with myself, being relaxed, letting food be a part of my life, an enjoyable part, but a part when there were many other parts. So failure to dream, as you may recall from the last episode, is all about not understanding that it is possible for you to be and live as a naturally slender person. Now, I'm not talking about you as in, you know, a few people who are in magazines. No, I'm talking about you. And I'm not talking about those people who gained, you know, 5 pounds last month for the first time in their lives. I'm not talking about them either. I'm talking about people who have struggled with their weight, who have been overweight for a little time or your whole friggin' life. Doesn't matter. This is what we call one of them there paradigm shifts. Naturally slender is a way of life that you can have any day of the week, as a matter of fact, no matter where you've been. I just interviewed someone for my doctoral dissertation. Fascinating story. A listener just like you of this podcast. She doesn't remember being anything but overweight her whole life. She's always been overweight from the very beginning, and her mother is overweight. Her family's overweight. Her friends are overweight. Overweight everywhere. And yet, you know what? Today, she is 70 pounds less than she was most of her adult life. 70 pounds less. And she's been 70 pounds less, by the way, for almost 5 years. What do you think? Almost 5 years she has maintained this 70-pound weight loss from doing just what you're doing now, listening to Inside Out Weight Loss. And she had a phobia of dieting. She was completely unwilling to diet and never really did it. So I'm telling you, and by the way, along the way, she reversed her type 2 diabetes, got her cholesterol, her blood pressure, all in the normal healthy range, adopted a healthy, fit lifestyle. I mean, you know, we're talking big shifts, and is really enjoying her life. So that's what I'm saying. It's possible, and it's possible for you. And what I want to go on to talk about today is, yeah, it's important to dream the big dream, to understand that it is possible to be and live as a naturally slender person, someone for whom it is easy, enjoyable, pleasurable, a no big thing to be slim, healthy, and fit. It's possible. That's what you need to know for your dreaming, for your intending, for your Christmas list or birthday list, depending on your particular persuasion. And right now, of course, I'd like to take a break, reminding you that you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about dreaming the big old dream. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is what happens if you cannot. You have dreamus interruptus. You try to dream the real dream. You try to imagine yourself slim, the weight you'd like to be, living the life you'd like to live, and you get a big old blank, some kind of block. You just can't do it. Or what happens if you can do it? You get the dream. You're like, oh, yeah, I got it. There I am. I am slim. I'm fantastic. And it freaks you out. You go, holy molasses. I'm not sure that that's going to be okay with me. I mean, there's some parts of that that are a little scary because it's so darn different from where I've been and what I know and who I think I am. These are the kinds of things that can get in the way of a good dream. So what is an aspiring slimmy to do? I'm so glad you asked. There are a couple ways to go about this, and let's start with the easy peasiest one, because why not? We like easy. That's what this whole shabeel is about, isn't it? Easy, effortless, enjoyable, pleasurable, oh la la, all about that. So, easy remedy number one. Bring your dream in a little bit, maybe a lot. Now, I'm not saying don't dream the big dream if you want to dream it. I'm just saying if it freaks you out or you can't even get to dreaming it for whatever reason, although you might want to just imagine that you could, see what happens. I'm just saying take an interim step. So let's just say that you want to lose 100 pounds or 50 kilos or goodness knows how many stone. Those ones always confuse me, you Brits out there. Anyway, you want to lose a lot of weight. You got a lot of weight to lose. And it's hard for you to imagine what you'll be like that much slimmer. It seems so different to you. So it kind of freaks you out. Well, what you could do is imagine yourself 10 pounds slimmer, 4 kilos slimmer. Just a little bit, a little baby step, a little step along the way that will be better than where you are now from a health and fitness and slimness perspective, but not anywhere near all the way to where you want to go. Well, why not just allow yourself to dream the interim dream, the on the way, the step along the way? Because that can take the overwhelm down to size. You could imagine, you could step in right now to a you who's a little bit the way you want to be, a little bit slimmer. And try that on for size. Just, step right in, imagine it, fully experience it. You're the same person, maybe even more so. That's the cool thing about it, allowing the authentic you to be even more present in this you who is a bit slimmer, a bit fitter, a bit healthier, a bit more relaxed around food, around life, around people, you name it, just a little bit. And see how that feels for you. Adjust your increment, your step, to a place where you feel completely aligned with it, completely good. You feel, yeah, I'm, 10 pounds for me, I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. My genes are going to feel better on me. I'm going to feel a little bit looser in my body, not so stuffed into my skin. Gives me a little breathing space. Simple, easy peasy. Just bring that down to a manageable increment. And once you get your along the way to where you want to be in your little increment, then you can set another little increment and so on and so forth. And before you know it, there you are having done the big deal. And you don't even realize it until you look back and you go, holy blueberry, I have come a long way. When did that happen? That's why with my one-on-one clients, I have them do this big old where are you now worksheet. And in fact, we do this in my book, Fulfilled, as well. The first steps, first week is all about documenting where you are because it's so much fun. I know it from the one-on-one clients because I get to see their reaction. It's so much fun several months in to go back and say, look, this was you. I did this today with a client. She arrived in my office with a page and a half list of traumas that she had experienced that were in her way of feeling good about herself and being able to take good care of her body. A page and a half, like small writing, traumas. This woman had been through a tough time, starting from a very young age. And we look back today, and she's like, there's no charge there. She's eating well, she's exercising, she feels the best she's felt in her life. And it's hard for her to look back and even imagine that person that she used to be, the experience she used to have. So that's it. Little step by little step. This is a great approach if you feel overwhelmed when you think about your big goal. Just break it down to the little wee itty bitty ones that feel good. The right increment is the increment that feels good and manageable to you. Heck, when I was losing weight, it was about today. It's like, can I feel good today? Can I do, am I good today? Can I feel good about where I am today? And if I got to the end of the day and I had taken good care of me and I had done the things I needed to do, check in the box. I was a success. I felt successful. And you're still on your way to something big and wonderful, and you don't even need to define it, even though you already know about this whole idea of being naturally slender, and that can be just a little seed planted in your psyche that takes root and sprouts when you're busy having fun in other ways, doing other things. You can let that be the case in service of your highest good, even though you may not know exactly what that is. You just invite it in and allow it in the most delightful way. Because I truly believe the universe does like to have a bit of creativity offered it rather than us defining our dreams every single detail. Sometimes the universe is like, man, I just want to have a little fun here. Let me design something that even blows away what you thought was going to be awesome. Because I got to tell you, I got something even better in mind. I think the universe kind of likes that from time to time. Just guessing. Now, where were we? Yeah, so the big kahuna dream is a little scary for whatever reason, and there are plenty of reasons which we can talk about next time and go through how to deal with those. But the easy peasy solution, first stop, is just chunk it down. Take it to the first little step that feels really good, that you're completely in alignment with. In other words, all of you says, yeah, I want that. That seems manageable. I can do that, and it's desirable. It's cool. Of course, this chunk it down approach works for all sorts of things, types of overwhelm, but we don't need to go there right now because you may already have been making those connections, or you may just enjoy it even more as you discover these things along the way. Which brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care. P.S. Visit my website at insideoutweightloss.com. Easy enough to remember, don't you think? For some free goodies and online classes and resources. I look forward to seeing you there.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.